Tennessee basketball has the same mindset heading into Kentucky as it did in its rematch against the Florida Gators, and we all remember how that happened. But similar in their rematch against the Florida Gators, they have to do more than just take the loss personal. They need to know why that loss happened and what they need to do differently to have a similar outcome against the Florida Gators, where they held them to just 44 points. Earlier today in film, Associate Head Coach Justin Gainey talked a lot about the reflection the players had in the film. You look back to the 45 threes that they fired off, at least 30 of them went uncontested, but they only made 11 of them. And I went back all the way to 2016, and I couldn't find a single season where they hit or attempted 45 three-pointers. So a lot of what they're going to do heading into this rematch against Kentucky is, again, figuring out why that loss happened. And a lot of it has to do with the mental mindset. Justin Gainey says that this team was not very focused in that first match with Kentucky, and they weren't really disciplined. A couple of areas they'll certainly correct in this rematch tomorrow.
And seeing, like, the effort wasn't where it needed to be. The attention to detail wasn't where it needed to be. I mean, anytime you give their best three shooters wide open looks to start the game, right, you're not, you know, you're not completely locked in.
Now, two of the greatest keys for a win against the Kentucky Wildcats, one is getting paint touches, which they've dominated in their last two games, and perimeter defense. Now, in the first match against Kentucky, Tennessee did get the edge in paint touches, 24-20, but they were not efficient in their way there. 72 attempts from the field, a number of those coming from in the paint. And a lot of that was because Kentucky was able to take away Sakai Ziegler's favorite play, a lob to Felix Akpara. But these last handful of games, Felix and Cade Phillips have been so incredibly active on offense, and a lot of that comes to having the lob play in action and also being really active on the glass. That's a key part that Justin Gainey says that they hope that they can continue with those two guys. If they can have a strong paint presence, that takes the load off of the guys like Chaz Lanier trying to get shots off from the perimeter.
It's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
You know, we want to continue to try to get them the ball. Close to the basket. Both guys are shooting high percentages, so analytically it makes sense to try to find opportunity to get them touches.
Now the Tennessee's defense, which has been on an absolute tear these last 4 to 5 games, excluding Oklahoma, their last 4 matchups have been against top 17 scoring offenses, including Oklahoma. They've held all of those opponents to their season low, or at least below their season average, really highlighting how stout this Tennessee defense is. And if they can marry that with the offense that we've been seeing these last couple of games, this will be a wildly different game for the Tennessee Volunteers. But what they'll need out of their defense is perimeter defense, especially against guys like Lamont Butler, who the team describes as the head of the snake. He sets the pace for the team. He's great in transition. And in his first season with the Wildcats, he's averaging about 13 points a game. He's 40% from the three-point line and even better in the paint. But having the ability to have guys like Felix Akpara be down there in the post, dominating to get those defensive rebounds, having guys like Jemai Meshack and others help on that perimeter defense will be huge, and being able to slow down Kentucky like they did in the first matchup. Unfortunately, that ended in a loss for the Vols, but perimeter defense is key for a win for Tennessee.
Felix is an elite defender. You know, he's an elite, and he's been elite since day one, since he got here. You know, his ability to defend on the perimeter, move his feet, you know, switch off on guards while also guard bigs, makes him just so unique. And then how quick he is off the floor, you know, multiple jump guy around the rim, and, you know, he has great timing. So both of those things help him in shot blocking.
if you're going to the game, let me know. I think I might go, but I'm hearing there's a lot of snow that's going to happen, and I'm not sure I want to drive back to Knoxville after that game the same night when there's not a ton of streetlights on the road. So let me know if you're going, and you can send me all the pictures so I can feel like I'm there if I decide to not go. Either way, subscribe, because I'll have post-game reports and action and reaction coming up after that game. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.